From Spark and Anvil and DigQuest, this is Join in Chapter 1 of the DigQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Join sat at a wide table covered in 100 small clay pieces, no two alike, turning each one this way and that with tiny, patient paws. She was a harvest mouse, tawny gold and no bigger than a thumb, working among the shirts like someone doing a jigsaw with no picture on the box. Beside her stood a half-built pot, real pieces fitted into a curve, with several gaps where the clay was simply missing. A young squirrel bounced at her elbow. "There's a hole right there. Just fill it in with new clay and make it whole." "And then it wouldn't be true," Join said, fitting a sherd to its neighbor with a click. "If I mold new clay into that gap, I'm guessing what was there. And once it's smoothed and painted to match, no one can tell my guess from the real thing." She held up the pot, gaps and all. "So I leave the holes honest, or I fill them with plain, clearly different plaster that no one could mistake for the original. The shape comes back. You can see it was a water jar, but everyone can tell exactly which parts are the pot and which parts are only where the pot would have been."
Join had grown up among quilt makers who pieced worn cloth into blankets. "When a patch is missing," her aunt taught her, "you don't paint the hole to look like cloth that isn't there." Young Join watched her aunt piece a family quilt from scraps, and where a piece was lost, her aunt sewed in a plain, obviously different square. "Why not match it?" small Join asked. Her aunt smoothed the plain patch. "Because this quilt tells the family's true story. This scrap from a wedding dress, that one from a baby's gown. If I faked the missing piece, I'd be putting a made-up memory in among the real ones, and no one would know which was which." She patted the honest plain square. "A gap you can see is the truth. A gap you've hidden is a little lie, sewn in forever." Join carried the quilts to the sherd table. When she was tempted to fill a hole so the pot looked finished, she remembered the plain, honest square, and she left the gap showing.
When Join was grown, she walked the long road to DigQuest, a pouch of practice sherds at her hip. Trowel, who ran the digs, met her and asked one question. "What do you do with the pieces you don't have?" Join thought of the quilt. "Nothing," she said. "I fit only what I hold. Where a piece is missing, I leave the gap plain and honest, so my guess is never mistaken for the real thing. The shape can return without me inventing what's gone." Trowel nodded slowly and set a broken little cup and its scattered pieces before her. "Then rebuild it true," she said. At the sherd table, a young vole named Wick was gluing furiously. "I made the whole bowl," he announced, and held up a bowl that was half real clay, half fresh gray filler he'd smoothed over every gap, all painted one matching color. "See? Complete." "It's a beautiful bowl," Join said gently, "and I can't tell what's true anymore. Which curve is the real one? Which pattern did the potter actually make? And which did you make just now to fill a hole?" Wick's ears drooped as he looked. He couldn't tell either. "That's the danger," Join said. "You didn't lie on purpose, but you erased the line between what we found and what we imagined. The next person to study this bowl will read your guesses as an ancient potter's truth." She took a fresh cup and showed him. Real shirts fitted together, and the gaps between them filled with plaster left pale and plain and unpainted. "See how you can read it at a glance? Original here, my support there. The truth stays visible." Wick looked from his seamless bowl to her honest one. "Mine looks finished," he said slowly, "but yours you can trust." "A rebuilt find should always tell you where the finding stops," Join said, "and the guessing begins." That evening, Join fitted the last true sherd into the little cup, leaving two small gaps, pale and plain, and set it gently on its stand. She folded her tiny paws and looked at it a long, quiet moment. The shape returned, the holes honest.
A soft, warm satisfaction spread through her chest and settled there. She had not made the cup whole with invented clay. She had brought its shape back out of scattered pieces and left every gap telling the truth. This much we found. This much is only where it would have been. Her breath came slow and content. That feeling, she murmured to the honest little cup, is why I leave the holes showing. Fit what you have. Never invent what you don't. A gap you can see is the truth.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to join. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.